Thanks for joining us today on CC and Doc Talk, where we talk about everything under the sun. You never know quite what you're going to get, but you'll always be entertained. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. Yes, it's February, but for us, it is a Happy New Year because we just arrived home from 3 months of travel. Well, almost 3 months, 10 weeks of travel. We were on the road from...
Which is about 9 weeks too long. No.
We were on the road on the hashtag Holiday Tour 2023. It should have been the Holiday Family Tour 2023. And
actually, it was wonderful.
November 10th, and we actually saw 22 family members during that time. If you want to catch up on our exciting adventures during that time, including a kitchen remodel at my mom's house, then you can catch us at CCN Doc on social media.
DOC.
Yes, CCN Doc.
Keep going. CCN. Anyway,
you can.
DOC. Got it.
You got it better. Go.
Got it. Back to you.
The N is not an and, it's an N. The doc is a DOC.
Perfect.
CCN DOC.
I think they got it.
Social media. Anyway. All right. So,
what's social media?
Interesting. No. I can see exactly how this podcast is going to go this morning. Oh my God. All right. So interestingly enough, our friend who is, how old is Peggy?
90.
89. She's 89.
89?
Yes. Because yeah, they're planning like the 90th. So our 89-year-old friend Peg moved this year and she bequeathed us a lot of books and materials. And within that was this little teeny tiny mini course for healing relationships and bringing about peace of mind by...
From 1967 or something like that.
I have no idea how old it is.
It's not new, but...
Gerald G. Jampolsky, MD. To give is to receive. So anyway, we were reading through this little thing this morning.
This is a typical morning for us when we're back at home.
So. I know. It's kind of crazy. And by the way, we are thrilled to be home and hibernating again. Yay. Although it was a fabulous trip and it was a wonderful time spending much needed, much long overdue time with family members. And so we really did enjoy that.
Agreed.
Hope all of you had a wonderful holiday as well. So anyway, we were reading the getting and giving part of this booklet. And it says, it is important to remember that we all have everything we need now and that the essence of our being is love. If we think we need to get something from another person, we will love that person when we get what we think we want. And we will hate that person when we do not. We frequently have love-hate relationships. Hold on. We frequently have love-hate relationships in which we find ourselves trading conditional love. The getting motivation leads to conflict and expressions of hostility towards others and ourselves. On the other hand, the giving motivation leads to a sense of inner peace and joy that is unrelated to time. Giving means extending one's love with no conditions, no expectations, and no boundaries, i.e. unconditional love. Peace of mind occurs, therefore, when we put all of our attention into giving and have no desire to get anything from or to change another person. And this sparked a discussion because, and this is exactly how podcasts happen, because I said, what I always struggle with in the discussion of unconditional love is that it never goes that step further to explain what you're supposed to do when you can finally get to a place of unconditional love for a person who may be someone who's been very challenging in your life or you've always had a challenging relationship with. And you finally, and it's not you, Doc. And you finally get to that place in your life where you can have that unconditional love for them. However, they still have very negative energy. And when you're around them, especially if you're somebody like me who's an empath or an HSP, highly sensitive person, you still feel that and have a hard time not taking it on. And so what I struggle with in these discussions of unconditional love is that we don't tell people that while the goal is truly to have unconditional love for everybody, that sort of live and let live mentality, that we don't say, and it's also okay to not put yourself
in
the hot
exposure
seat. Yeah, to limit your exposure all the time. Because if you go back to one of our original podcasts about real colors, you know, the blues of the world who are all about the heart and taking care of others, you know, almost to the expense of themselves, You know, they will give and give and give literally until it hurts them. And they would immediately take this at face value, very literally, and say, all right, well, I guess I just have to keep putting
up. Keep sucking it up.
Yeah, you know? I have to keep sucking it up, putting up with their shit all the time. Well, you know, and I don't think that that's the right way to look at this. And so that led to us starting a discussion, which led to Doc saying, I think we just need to turn on the mics. And so now I've talked a lot, so I'm gonna punt to you for a second.
Well, this is, I'm gonna go back and put it into a different context, and we're gonna break a little of this down, because, you know, this is kind of like when somebody says, hey, to be healthy, you need to eat, you need to be on a diet, and you need to exercise.
You need to eat right, exercise, get enough sleep.
Right, you know, eat less, exercise more. Right. And it's like, well, you know, that doesn't really work for me, right? And if you were to break it down specifically into what would work for that person to be able to live a healthy lifestyle and define it from where they're at and what meets their needs and their daily habits and whatever, then they could figure out some of the parts and pieces of it. But you're right, they just give this lofty headline, you know? So you just need to love
everybody unconditionally.
And just do it to you.
Right.
You know, just go back in there and spend time with all those family members and love unconditionally, have no expectations, and whatever you see, just, you know, just love, right?
Right, and you know what, that happened, I'm sorry, I'm gonna interrupt you for 1 second. That happens so much more when you're in family situations, because if it's not family, most of those people, you tend to gravitate away from them over time, right? The people with right. the bad energy, the people, you know, who aren't really the good friends, we just choose not to spend time with them anymore. But right. in family situations, sometimes when you have those people, you can't just opt out, right?
Right.
I mean, some people do, and that's a tough thing to do. I got to give credit to anybody who does find a
just
way
that
to
pure just forgiveness and love and,
or to just to take themselves out of the equation altogether,
right?
Who really have the strength to do that. But yeah. You know, some of these situations are minor anyway, so I think it is much harder to do with family. So to back to
I
your
think
point.
It is, and I'm going to go back to, and then we're going to come back to this, and I you know no matter how much work you put into yourself and to advance yourself and to be a better person, all you have to do is go spend with time with family, and there are certain things that ancestral DNA just kind of like rears itself, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know that, you know, there's so many things that explain a lot in terms of how we behave and the good and the bad, right? And so, you know, you take a look at things, but I think they're saying that, you know, ancestral DNA goes back like 14 generations. I mean, this is like, you know, a couple hundred years. That
these are people that you don't even know that affect
right.
who you are today.
So we have ancestral DNA about how we communicate, how we think, what we look for. If there's in your ancestral DNA, you're always looking for problems, you know, no matter what good there is in your world, you're looking for problems. Or, you know, maybe there's ancestral DNA that is just always sees the bright side of life and never really sees, you know, the whole picture or something like that. Or maybe there's ancestral DNA of being a caretaker and getting our needs met by being the caretaker, no matter what that means. And so, you know, taking a look at some of these things, and it's eye-opening how fast, you know, again, no matter what amount of work you could do, you know, go spend a week with a family member and it's like, boof, gone. It's like, oh, geez,
yeah,
what
like
happened?
You revert back to
whatever. And not that it's all bad,
was,
but you just go right back into some of those things and it's like, wow. So it's eye-opening. So that brings us back to what we're talking about. Okay.
And I think, you know, the more work you do on yourself and the more you deconstruct, the more glaring it is then when you spend time with family, the dysfunction. So even, you know,
right.
even if you're somebody who, you know, truly didn't think you had any family dysfunction, and then all of a sudden you start doing this work on yourself and you start deconstructing, as soon as you're placed in that situation, you're like, oh boy, we're kind of screwed up here, aren't we? And I know we have family members listening to this podcast, so we certainly don't want that. No family members were harmed in the making of this podcast. And so, you know, it's just really
well, and we're not like just focusing on the flaws. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable the differences, you know, families right. that are hugging families versus families that are not hugging families. I mean, there's just, right. there are so many things. And the sentence that stands out in what you read earlier is, if we think we need to get something from another person, we will love that person when we get what we think we want, and we will hate that person when we do not, right? And so that brings us right to, you know, I mean, we go back to these family meetings, or family, I mean, not meetings, but family get-togethers, and we still want we still have the original expectations of being the good daughter or the good son or the good person, or we still have expectations about what we need from our other family members, whether they're their parents or whether they're siblings or aunts or uncles. It's really rooted in when you're a child of what we need from these people.
So
And
we have
sometimes
unrealistic expectations
we have
of these.
unreal
So we go
expectations
into
as an
these.
adult because we're bringing in what happened, the need that we had that we didn't know we had as a child.
So in some ways, it's really our own damn fault because we go in with
With an ex,
unrealistic expectations
and
that
they're.
people are going to live up to that. And we have, and I still, I'm
I
struggling a
think
little
many
bit
are
with.
unconscious expectations.
Well, sure, absolutely. And
Well,
I'm
that's.
struggling a little bit that we're focusing this on family because I really see it as a much
Well,
bigger
that's because we just get known.
thing
Yeah.
because, it's this whole idea,
It's easier to see some of this with family or close friends,
Yeah,
right?
I think you're right. I
Because
think
friends,
the
you can move. If a friend's not meeting your needs or your expectations or unconditional love, you move on from them, right? They're friends for a reason, friends for a season, and you can move on. I mean, but with family, you don't as easily just move on from that. And it's like a yo-yo. You just have to go right back in there and, yeah. So
Well,
I'm
and
gonna,
I'm
I'm gonna, what I wanna
go
add
ahead.
one more comment if I can.
Yeah.
When we lose somebody, we grieve the loss of that person, friend, family member alike, right? We grieve the loss of that person, but what we grieve the most is the loss of the relationship that we wanted to have. You grieve the possibility of the expectation of what you wanted the relationship to be.
Well, or, and because I don't know that it's an and, but more of an or, sometimes I think you look back and you think of all the things that you wish that you had done differently.
Right.
So there's that guilt factor involved, right?
Right.
And then, in some ways, the guilt sort of ties into this whole idea of getting and giving and unconditional love. I was thinking about this on a larger scale. The world that we live in right now is so polarized. And, certainly the idea of loving unconditionally some of our, I'll just say, politicians is
Oh, you went
almost
there.
is almost offensive and I mean, that's probably one of the most challenging things that I could challenge myself with now is to love some of these, politicians who are very anti-LGBT or things like that. And yet I understand, well, I understand the concept of unconditional love, and I think that in some cases I can do that pretty well. I still think it's difficult to discern. If I love somebody unconditionally, does that mean that I should be able to stand in front of a person who has either terrible energy emanating from them or who, in their own right is not, reciprocating with the unconditional love and who might, tear me down on a regular basis? Am I truly meant to stand there in their presence and just be okay with that and somehow be at peace with that? Or is it okay for me to say, you know what, you do you, but I'm going to stand over here as far away from you as I possibly can and maybe limit my exposure to you because it's not good for my psyche or my subconscious or whatever. I guess I'm
Right.
kind of bringing in that metaphysical
How do you protect
piece.
yourself in the process of unconditional love when you really don't feel this person is deserving of your unconditional love? Because, or I mean, you do, but you try, but it's just that there's such a difference in thought.
Well, I
And I
don't
would,
even know if it's so much that they're not deserving. I mean, the
well, they are
premise,
deserving, but. Okay.
theoretically, everybody deserves unconditional love. So I can't say, it's like a better than or
Yeah, but they
not
can get it from somebody
deserving
else.
thing. Yeah,
All right, let
please,
me go
could you?
back to reading this. Okay. We frequently have love-hate relationships in which we find ourselves trading conditional love, right? I mean, I would love you if you had a different perspective or different belief system or whatever it is, so you have it conditional. But the getting motivation leads to conflict and expressions of hostility towards ourselves and others. And so, if you really aren't getting your needs met, different belief systems, different rights, different things, whatever it is, it leads to expressions of hostility. And sometimes then, because you don't conditionally love this person, then you feel like, you're not doing your part in loving them unconditionally because now you have opinions or whatever it is. So that deep, there's a little bit of internal conflict that surfaces. You should just love and,
Well, and I
whatever.
think the other thing that this was suggesting is that you're ideally supposed to love yourself enough to be able to meet your own needs without having to go outside of yourself to
Right.
have, you know, so in other words, your love relationships should not be a give and take in the sense of, you know, you give me what I want, I love you, you don't give me what I want, I hate you. It should be a, I can take care of myself and my own needs, I just love you because I love you. But then
Right.
my thing is, I think we should take that a step further and say, but do I choose to love you? And by that love you, I don't mean like, I may choose to love everybody unconditionally, but do I choose to love you and give you the gift of my time because,
right.
because, you know, that's good for both of us, or because that's what we want to do? Or is it okay? And I think the answer is yes. Is it okay to say, you know what? I just can't spend that time with you, you know? And
well, and I think, so, okay, as long as you
I feel like I'm
whole,
playing devil's advocate here for the people who can't stand up to other people and can't say no, right?
Well, I mean, okay,
we can't have boundaries.
Like, you know, the people that really think differently than us, you know, I'd rather know less about them and less about their thoughts and opinions and belief system, because then if I am love and I emanate love, I can just have that love transcend over to them. But I want to know less about you.
I don't want to know
the details. I don't want to know the details, right? You know, and by the way, when you said, you know, it's not a, you know, our love relationship isn't tit for tat, we just never define tat. Okay, so anyway, but you know, it's that, where does the giving then come in? If we just give, like I'm saying, if we're love and we just give love and we emanate love, but less I know about you and your belief system, then it allows me to just give that love, extend
right.
that universal love out
right.
there, which raises the whole frequency.
Like back in the day when we didn't have those conversations about, like when political
yeah.
conversations were completely taboo at all gatherings, not just family gatherings, but social gatherings. Like back in the day, we didn't
right.
tell people who we voted for.
Yeah.
And we were almost
all
better
right,
off.
So we went from family to political.
Well,
so we need, yeah.
I'm
but
just saying,
is,
we were almost
right
better off sometimes living in the world where we didn't maybe openly talk about some of this stuff so much, because then we didn't know enough, didn't know as much. And then we didn't
we
have
didn't
things to judge people about.
Right. And we're more of a judging society now. We've learned that, you know, social media and the prevalence of all this information
sure.
and all that has given us, and the trolls out there and having to defend ourselves. And we're a blaming society. We've learned that there's got to be somebody to blame. You know, I mean, even call customer service anywhere and it's like, it's your fault. You have to pay for the return. Right.
Right.
I mean, you know, because we're always looking for fault.
Right. Well, and anyway. I go back to like the blues on the real color spectrum, because, you know, what you were saying was about, you were talking about the giving piece and how giving is truly
it's a love
fulfillment.
Too, yeah.
But if you give and give and give and all somebody else does is take and take and take, or, you know, you give and they slap you in the face, either literally or figuratively, you know, you get to a point where, I mean, that's where I come up against that. Okay. Can I love you unconditionally, but continue to
yeah.
be separate from your energy?
Yeah.
And if I can't protect myself from your energy when I'm standing in front of you, then isn't it okay for me to step way away from that
and
limit
on.
My exposure to you or set boundaries around that?
Well, and I think it's easy to be able to just, you know, love and let be, or love unconditionally, when it doesn't become personal and affect you, whether it's from a family member or a friend or political rights or something like that. Because
right.
all of a sudden, if they're in charge of your rights or access to a bathroom or whatever it is, all of a sudden, how do you love unconditionally when it impacts you personally
right.
and
right.
it's out of your control? You know, then it's less, you're less likely. And the media doesn't help with all this crap
right.
anyway. All right.
Some of
so,
these things are like math to me, right? Like back when I was young, I'm not mathletic for those of you who don't know, I'm really not mathletic. And, you know, I can remember, you know, math was very challenging for me. And I always wanted to know why, right? Like I wanted to know why do you do this like you do this or whatever? And the teachers would always say, well, that's just because that's how it is with math. It's just, it's black or white. And I'm like, but you realize that math really isn't black and white. However, nobody seems to, at least in a teaching setting, nobody seems to be able to tell you like the nuance of that, or nobody wants to explain to you, you know, why 1 + 1 = 2 and why it doesn't equal 5. But, and I feel like sometimes these types of, what is this thing?
Pamphlet, philosophies,
yeah. These types of philosophies do that too. Like they tell you what you're supposed to, they tell you what to do, but they give you no freaking clue on how to do it or why that's, you know, I mean, they tell you the why. They say, because, you know, ultimately it's going to make you a better person. You're going to feel better. You're going to have inner peace. And as somebody who's searching for inner peace, you know, I'm really gravitate towards some of this information, but then I find myself kind of dissecting it and going, but that doesn't make sense to me, just like I did with math.
Yeah. And by the way, your need to know why is part of your ancestral DNA. Just saying, by the way.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Where do we want to go with this? So what do we want to say?
I don't know that we've actually solved anything here.
Well, I don't know that we ever have any solutions to anything because, I mean, but really, can you just be at peace, have less expectations, really, or take a look at your expectations and who are they for, right? I mean, if you're looking to get your needs met externally from somebody else, doesn't matter if it's friend or family or a political figure, is that, you know, you're not going to get these needs met from them, and you have to do it within. You have to love yourself, and you have to, you know, even with the political situation, right? You have to love yourself enough to know that you're going to be able to figure out or live with whatever the situation it is that you have to live within.
Yeah, or make plans to.
Or make plans to be an expat or whatever it is. but, you know, we have to it all, and let's go back to the very beginning sentence of this, and that is important to remember that we all have everything we need now. And that is the essence of our being, and that the essence of our being is love. And we have that love within us if we love ourselves and, you know, just start there.
My final comment would be, I am a firm believer in loving, in self-love and, you know, meeting your own needs first, you know, being the person to meet your own needs and not, you know, seeking external ways of getting my needs met, so to speak. I am also a firm believer in loving some people unconditionally from afar.
We have to put all of our attention into giving and have no desire to get anything from or to change another person. That's the final comment in here.
Yes.
No expectations.
So I find it much easier to have no expectations of people who are incredibly challenging to me from afar. So I can love them unconditionally from afar. That was my...
Well, it tells me we have a little work to do for both of us, don't we?
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that perspective. Limit your exposure to people who are harmful to you. I mean, is that not like a valid response? I really do think
there is a way to
love at people unconditionally, but not necessarily put yourself right in the middle of their...
Well, isn't that why they say...
Vortex.
Don't watch the news.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's harmful to you. So if you want to limit your exposure to things that are harmful to you, spending time with people that really, you know, harm your energy or get it, you know, so that you don't feel like you can love yourself or them or give unconditionally, limit your exposure to them and limit your exposure to the news because, you know, my opinion, that is harmful.
Yeah.
To our psychic and our DNA.
And all of
it's
you.
It's all opinions anyway.
Right. All of you will have to make your own decisions on this topic. And once again, I don't even know if you can find this anywhere out there, but it's called To Give Is to Receive, Mini Course for Healing Relationships and Bringing About Peace of Mind by Gerald G. Jampolsky, MD.
That was fun. What's another one?
These are the
takeaways where you want. Those of you in your car having somebody to discuss, have fun discussing this one.
Welcome to our breakfast conversations. We will see you next time.
Have a great day.
Oh, and welcome to season 3. More in store. Thanks for tuning in to Cece and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at Cece and Doc. That's CCNDOC. And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.